Good luck. Gee, can I help you?
Hey, Joe, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I've been trying to get a hold of you for about a week.
Oh, the notes in here say since Tuesday. I do apologize. I was out sick. I got strep throat, and I couldn't even talk, so the doctor took me off.
It sounds like you. You
yeah, so you know I wasn't faking.
Well,
what's
no, I got something from Google's, what is it, Google's, that AdWord thing, whatever.
The guarantee thing or the Google ads?
They want what they want. They want pictures and da-da-da-da, but I don't know how to do that stuff.
Okay. Let me have Ivan see exactly what's still needed and have him reach out to you, because if there's something for the Google guarantee that's still needed, he's going to know exactly what it is and tell us exactly how to get to it, just like last time. So
yeah,
let me get with him.
It has something to do with it. They're wanting 5 pictures of my van. They want a copy of a utility bill, my registration, and something else.
Okay.
I have everything, but I don't know how to, and I've been asking my son to help me.
Okay.
And then he won't help me. I don't know what the hell his problem is.
Do you need me to go beat him? You want me to go beat him? I'm into beating kids. I'll beat him.
Yeah. Well, he's 28 years old. He might fight back.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm 43. He might get thumped on.
Well, that's what I told him. I'm 59 and I'll beat his ass.
Exactly.
Anyhow, that's not him. But
I understand. Yeah. So what you can do, Joe, is you can just take literal photographs of those things, and then you can literally email them over to us, and we can do it for you. So.
Well, it says that they want the business owner to do it, is what it says. And then they sent me a reminder that if I don't do it, then they're going to cancel my whole application. I just don't know how to do it, and that's why it hasn't been done.
Okay. So take the photographs, and then we can I haven't seen the email, so I don't know exactly what it says in order to help you do that, but we can do another video meeting and I can help you do it if that's what you need. I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay,
I just don't know how to do what they're wanting done.
So,
and it has to be within 25 megabytes or something on each item. I don't know what the difference is.
Okay, can you do me a favor? Can you forward me over the email that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do I do that?
So you go down to the bottom of the email and you press.
Well, I know how to forward it. I just don't know how to get it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my email address. Let me know when you're ready.
Hang on one second. Let me get to this other one. Let me get my glasses so I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Branded, well, no, not really. For reading, I can't read without my glasses. Okay, with the 27th and the last one. The time I go look for it, I can't find it. Well, there it is right there. Okay. There's two of them. What the heck, I just lost this thing. I just had it, you know, lost it. I touched the button and I lost it. On the 27th. Yeah, I got it again here. Okay, you got to go all the way to the bottom. And forward. Okay. To you?
Correct. A is an apple.
Uh-huh.
N is a Nancy.
Okay.
E is an elephant.
Okay.
L is in Larry.
Ellison Local Staff?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. S as in Sam?
I got it.
Okay. It's A Nelson at
right.
localsplash.com.
Yeah, I got it right here. I think I had to send you something because it popped up.
Perfect. Go ahead and send that over to me. And then let me get with Ivan, and then I will get back with you and let you know exactly what. Let me make sure I got it first, though. I want to make sure I get it. Which email are you sending it from?
From my
AOL?
No, it's in my what do you call it?
Gmail?
Yeah, it's a Gmail account.
Okay.
It's one of my Gmail accounts. I don't know which one.
Joe's Locked1@gmail?
I think so.
With the motorcycle? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't gotten it yet. Did you send it yet?
I already sent it, yeah.
Okay. As soon as you send it, let me know because I want to make sure I receive it first. And then I'm going to get with...
I already sent it.
Oh, you did? Okay, let's give it a couple minutes to go ahead and get over to me. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, I sat home by myself.
Is that what you wanted?
Well, no, but I mean, at the same time, the kids, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get into all that, whatever, but yeah.
Right.
And so because I did a remodel in my house about, I don't know, 3 years ago, and yeah, my daughter got mad because I sent it over to my sons for that year, and they've never brought it back to my house.
Oh.
So yeah, it's sort of a vendetta thing, because my daughter don't like it. I should go ahead and do it at Natalie's. Well, no, I can't do it at Natalie's. Get the whole family together. Natalie's house is not big enough for the whole family.
Right. You have a big family?
Yeah.
This email is
like 53 people.
Wow.
I see.
Yeah, we have 30 something. Let me see here. It's not in the spam. Okay. Let's try a different email. Maybe there's some type of problem with that email. Let me give you a different email.
Oh yeah, let me find it again. For some
okay.
reason, it's
disappeared
hard to
on
find
you again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It happens.
I know.
Square. I know it was on the 27th, but it's not. And what the last one was on the 27th. Square. No. Where the heck did you go? Can't tell me you just disappeared on me. Okay, I got one this morning. Oh, you know what? It says address not found.
Very weird.
A-N-E-L-S-O-N at localsplash.com.
Yeah, it definitely should be coming through there. So try, I'm going
to
give you my old one. I don't know why that won't send, but let me see here. I'm going to do a test.
I got to find it again.
Oh, I see. He wants it to go to anelson@relevantads.com.
Just a reminder. So reminder, don't give it to me. Inbox, let me see if that is it. See, that's not a... I don't know what the heck is going on with this. I found it, it's not showing everything.
Oh, if it's not showing everything, it's because probably because you've tried to forward it already, so... It will, it'll, it should give me everything.
Okay. Do you want me to forward it again?
Correct.
Let me try that. Forward. A.
Chapman.
Chapman?
Yeah, do A. Chap, or you could do A. Nelson again. Do A. Nelson, but we're going to do it at, instead of to localsplash.com, we're going to do it to @relevantads.com.
At relevant?
Yeah, R-E-L.
Yeah.
E-V-A.
Okay.
N-T-A.
Okay.
DS.com.
Yeah, a picture of somebody popped up with red hair.
That's me. Yep, okay. Now it should definitely come to me. We shouldn't have any.
I just forwarded it from that thing. I hope.
Perfect. I'm going to check it right now. It's going to come through to me right now. I'm confident. Here. I remember before you were trying to send me something, and it's supposed to go, my email, the way they have it set up is because our emails are supposed to go to the relevant ads or to the localsplash.com email. So is how it's supposed to go. It's supposed to go to both, but I don't understand. There it is. Okay, okay. So it just forwarded. Okay, I see what happened. So you spelt splash wrong with the local splash one. You spelled it L-S-P-L-A-C-H instead of S-H. That's
yeah,
why the first one didn't
right
get
here.
To me.
I'm looking
yeah,
straight
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, F-P- but it's supposed to be SH, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh.
This only sent me the delivery failure notice. So you have to go back to the original email.
I got to find email. I don't know where it went to now. Email usually stays right where it comes from, but for some reason, this one here has been hard to keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, nothing. Would that be a? I don't know where it went to. Don't have a clue where it went to then. Because I forwarded it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not where it was, so I don't know where it's at. Don't make sense, this Scoopy. That's what happens when you don't know nothing about this stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I understand. It can be tough.
I don't know where it would go. Maybe I'll type in a... Okay, I found it again. All the way to the bottom. A new one is to go to. A Nelson. Okay, I'm just going to put it to that. And I'll correct that. Come on. No, I don't want it to go to that. Hey. $1,000. I think that's it. See if that goes. I know it takes me too long.
It's okay.
He says that dumb idiots don't know computers.
No, not even. It's not your job to do that. Your job is to know locks and keys. My job is to help you with this. I'm not very good with locks and keys. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, don't ask me nothing about that. I'm definitely calling you first.
That's funny. Did you get it?
Let me see here. It looks like I did. Let me have a look.
A whole bunch of junk here.
Okay. Okay. It keeps coming back to what it's sending me is just the, it's just sending me the mail, the delivery status is no good. Let me, okay. Hold on just a second. Let me do this. Not letting me see the actual email. So. They're asking you for photographs of what? What are the photographs of? What do they need?
Let me see here. Instruction, this application must be completed by the business owner, manager, or qualified representative. Each answer is mandatory unless stated otherwise, da-da-da-da, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Verification details. Select one. Are you the business owner, business manager? Okay, I'm the owner.
Yes, click yes.
Please, it's not giving me nothing to click is the thing. You know.
Okay.
And then it says, 1B, please provide all of the following details. Your full legal name, legal name of business owner, mm-hmm. if you're not the owner, full legal name of your business, which they've got all this. That's what I don't get. Okay, mm-hmm. they've already got verification.
Mm-hmm.
Got my, okay, so that takes care of that. They want to, let me see here, full legal name of business owner, if business is LLC operate, which I'm an INC, but that don't have nothing to do with what they're saying. So,
mm-hmm.
with a DBA, please provide both names, the registered business address, and or mail-in address if different than your physical. Everything goes in my P.O. box. Then they want copies of, let me see here. I only serve customers at their location, and that would be mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't have a storefront, really. I mean, I do have customers come to the house, but it don't
rare.
Matter.
To, mm-hmm.
You know? Hybrid, I don't know what that is. And it says, for locksmith, please select one type of below. Full service locksmith, that would be me.
Mm-hmm.
Not just car lockouts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm.
Then they want images, requests, paperwork, branding, important. Each file should be no larger than 25 MBs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm just going to skip that other thing. They want a business invoice attached. An image of a branded receipt. You would
okay.
provide to customer, P.O. box, let me see here, business address must be on the invoice, along
mm-hmm.
with your business name and contact info. If you're a service area business, you may use a P.O. box, which I am a service area, you know.
Okay.
I don't have, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, then it says business card attached. True images, front and back, vehicle registration attached. I don't know what they need that for. That's like getting too personal. They want registration.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the locksmiths and the locksmiths, the bail bonds, and the garage door specialists, they do require a little bit more. I know it seems very personal. They do protect all your information, but the reason they're asking for a little bit more from you guys is because of the nature of what you do.
Yeah, but yet they just let these non-licensed flybys be all over
well,
Google.
It's well, funny. They're actually cracking down on all them, Joe. I promise you that.
Well,
they're cracking
they
down
to.
On them, and they're suspending them. They are.
Well, they really need to. I can give you a ton of them.
Okay.
But anyhow,
yeah.
A vehicle registration, a cat. I'm just going to read. And I'm sorry. I have a problem talking out loud.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Vehicle registration, a cat, an image of your vehicle registration or registration sticker receipt.
Uh-huh.
Please note only a registration image will be accepted. Your vehicle title. Okay, I wouldn't send you a copy of my title anyway. Image required, vehicle important. Each file should be no larger than 25 MB. Please submit 5 images of your vehicle. Each image should contain the complete vehicle, wheel to roof, with the exception of the license plate, which doesn't make sense when I read this list, okay?
Right.
Submit an image of the left side of the vehicle, the right side of the vehicle. I'm just going to sort of jump around. Rear side of the vehicle with the license plate view.
I agree with you. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Submit an image of a front of vehicle. Submit an image of your license plate. That's the 5 pictures they want on my van.
Okay.
Image request location important. Each file should be no larger than 25 megabytes. And that a picture is going to be more than 25 megabytes. So I don't know what the hell they want me. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Attach images to your business physical location and a utility bill. See, that's like really personal. My utility bill's in my personal name. It's at my house. The utility bill must be open and must not be a blank statement or invoice for service other than utilities. If you do not have storefront, submit images of the exterior of the location at which your business is registered. P.O. boxes do not see all my license and everything goes to my P.O. box.
Okay.
Physical location, since we are required utility bills, if you're a service area business and use a P.O. box, please submit images of your physical address in order to verify. An image of the exterior of your business location clearly displays physical address number, including suite, office, apartment, what have you. Your registered business address is your home. Please attach an image of the exterior, which either way they want a picture of the outside of my house, which is messy. Image wider. Display the building. If you operate a storefront, which I don't, utility bill attached a copy of the most recent copy of your utility bill at least three months for the address registered for your business. Bank statements will not do. Required tools and equipment, they has to be 25 minutes, whatever. Locksmiths have to do a pick set. I'm trying to think off my head because I'm tired of reading. And then one other tool. We will display.
Can you, from right there, can you go down to the bottom of that and forward that to me?
I already did that.
Okay, it didn't come through. What kept coming through is the failure to send notice. That wasn't coming through. So I'm hoping maybe you can send that to me because I'm going to have to
How
get
about
with
if I just, I guess I got to copy and paste it or something.
Okay, that'll work
maybe.
Too. Yeah, whatever works best. Because I have to get with Ivan and see if we're able to help you with that, what the next step is.
Well, they already sent me a thing that if I don't have this done, they're going to cancel my application.
I understand. So the sooner that I get it from you, Joe, the sooner I'll be able to get with Ivan. I'm going to try to meet with Ivan as soon as I get off the phone with you and get the copy of that so I can ask him if there's a way that, like, say, remember last time how you gave him access to the email and he went in and he was able to get the approval and stuff? If there's some way that he's able to help you like that, and then you go in and change the password again, or if there's any way
that... I didn't change it. He's got that password.
Okay. Well, he probably doesn't remember what it is, but regardless, I want to get with him and see exactly how it is that we can help you, because obviously we want this to work for you. Your success is our success, so I have to see what part of it he can help us to take care of, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how. I mean, I can take all the pictures in the world, and is it going to help him if I don't, if it's not? And I, like, the one they want in my outside house and stuff, I'm sure that's connected to, you know, it tells you where the picture was taken. And if I forward that, that's going to mess up, you know, and it's going to probably blow everything.
Okay. Well, because it's not the same place or what?
Well, because when you take a picture, whenever you take a picture, it will actually give you the location that the picture is taken. And once I send that picture to someplace else, it's going to show that it was forwarded to you.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I don't think that would be an issue. We would take all of that into account. If we believe that we can help you, then you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe that would be a problem. And there's no reason. Like, say you got this email while you're on vacation, Joe, and you have these things already in your possession because it's your home, it's your everything, so you already have these things in your possession. They can't say, oh, well, he sent it from New Mexico, so that doesn't count, because they can find your IP address. Because if it's coming from your email, that's the only thing that actually matters. So I want to get in here with Ivan, and I want to ask him the logistics and see exactly how else it is that we can help you, because, you know, I'm committed to making this work for you. So I have to get with him first. But if you have the ability to somehow get me that list of things that you just read off to me, that would be most helpful to me.
Let me try this way. NELSON. Right?
Yes, sir, at relevantads.com.
Relevant. Spell that, relevant.
R-E-L. EVA.
Anyway, not popping up. I'm trying to forward it to you, but it's not.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
RELVEA.
NTADS.com.
Oh, you know what? It's going back to that other place. Let's see if I can't do this. Move that one, and then let's try this again. And there it is right there. Whenever I tap on that, it says inbound.
Yeah, because that's the splash is spelled incorrectly down there on the end.
No,
but,
A-Nelson. No, okay, I see what I did wrong.
You see?
A-N. A-N. Let's try that one. If you get that one.
Okay.
It says sending right now. It's sent.
Okay. Missing. Okay, yes. Got it. Okay, got it. Perfect.
Yeah,
all right.
The whole list is junk, and I always have a problem trying to find it. But yeah, I've been waiting for my son. My first one came in about just before Christmas, and then I got one after Christmas.
Okay.
Well, that one was the 22nd. Well, it shows right on it. It was sent to me on 22nd. Then on the 27th, he sent it to me again, in a different way. And they said that if they don't hear from me, they're going to cancel my application.
Okay. We're going to work it out. Don't worry. We're going to work it out. We're going to figure it out. Now that I have it, I'm going to get with Ivan, and then I'm going to call you back in just a little bit. Do you have a lot of appointments today?
Well, in my field, it's all about whenever it comes in.
Right.
Yeah. That's just my field. Right now, I'm open, but at the same time, in 20 minutes, I can be booked.
Right. I hope so. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting with Ivan right now, and I will call you back as soon as I can, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll talk with you soon, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.